News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
The Tip fans had plenty of crack yesterday because in a second half for the ages, it saw, of course, Tip seal the Liam McCarthy Cup at the All-Ireland Hurling Final yesterday in Croke Park. And Tommy Rooney, Off the Ball GAA correspondent, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Tommy.
Ciara, good morning. You're very welcome along to the Grand Hotel in Malahide, which is decked out in the blue and gold of Tipperary, and relatively quiet hotel this morning, so I think that's a sign of a good night around these parts. A couple of the players looking over and smiling at me, but I'm not sure yet. I haven't figured out yet whether they're ready to go on air.
I would imagine that there are some very tired people this morning knocking around the place.
Yeah, there is. There is, yeah. And to be honest with you, it's usually a bit of a hive of activity, these winter hotel mornings. So I think the Tip folk enjoyed themselves last night, and rightfully so. Like, what a performance. What a stunning All-Ireland win yesterday.
Probably,
you know,
made
29th in their history.
Yeah, all but the more sweeter because Cork, obviously, the favourites.
Well, yeah, but look, and in lots of ways, Ciara, like, rightfully so. Cork had earned the right to be such strong favourites going into the final yesterday. They've done everything right since last July when they lost the All-Ireland final to Clare in an absolute epic by a point. They won the league title. They put six goals past Clare and Ennis. They won the Munster Championship in the Gaelic grounds against Limerick on penalties, responding from the defeat a couple of weeks before that. They put seven goals past Dublin in their All-Ireland semi-final, and they were 6 points up at half-time of their All-Ireland final against Tipperary. Everything was going so well. And then we just saw one of the most extraordinary second-half performances, mixed with, you just have to say, like, whether collapse is the right word, 2 points in the second half from that Cork side. I've never seen anything like that.
You did get to speak to some of the team last night yourself, Tommy?
Yeah, look, the press conference with Liam Cahill was brilliant, and it's well worth a listen back. Michael Breen is there too, Tipperary's brilliant cornerback, and Jason Ford. So fellas who have soldiered for a couple of years, for a long time with Tipperary, and have seen great days and then saw the 6 years without any success. But I also caught up with Seamus Kennedy in the tunnel a long time after the game. And, you know, Seamus Kennedy, again, is one of these Tipperary soldiers who has fought for so long for the cause. And he's had his own troubles. You know, he had an awful cruciate injury just over a year ago, and he's come back from that. And I managed to catch Seamus just as the bus was reversing and the lads were trying to make their way over to their banquet. And he was very good to stop for a couple of minutes and give us a bit of context on that win yesterday and that performance.
It's a very special one, to be honest. We were here in 2019 and we didn't get back to Croke Park until 2025 again. Like, you know, you couldn't have made me believe that leaving here in 2019. But I think in particular from where this group has come from last year. Like, this time last year we were looking around at each other going, where is this thing going to go? Like, so it's a very, very special one. And I think particularly for Liam Cahill, you know, he backed us and, you know, we'd be forever grateful for him. But I think for Ronan Maher as well, I don't think anyone deserves to captain Tipperary as much as that man has, and he'll have a special place on the wall in Turles Sarsfields now, on that famous wall in Turles. Like, and you know, I'm just so happy for him, so happy for him.
There'll be lots of chat about Darren McCarthy's performance and John McGrath and the lads up front, even in midfield, they were brilliant. But talk to me a little bit about Ronan Maher and watching the captain out there doing what he did in that first half in particular.
Look, he's just an unbelievable fella. He's an incredible. I think he made his debut for Tip in 2014. You know, he was captain last year when unfortunately things weren't going well for us. He was captain in 2022 when we didn't get out of Munster as well, and just some very hard days as captain for him. But he's just so happy for him. Like, as I said, I don't think anyone deserves to go up them Hogan steps more than Ronan Maher. And like, what a family! Like, what Pádraig, the service Pádraig gave to Tip and the way he to retire, and for, like, we could see him behind Ronan today lifting the cup. Like, they're a special family and from a special club in Tip as well, so it's unbelievable.
And of course, Tommy, there were some bittersweet moments as well. Tip manager Liam Cahill, remember of course the life of former player Dylan Quirk.
And look, Dylan Quirk's story is something that has resonated with a lot of people around the country, and it was such a tragic death, and his family and the people of Tipperary have tried to turn it into a really positive thing with the Dylan Quirk Foundation, which is trying to raise awareness of sudden adult death syndrome around the country, and is promoting and pushing widespread cardiac screening for young people between the ages of 13 and 17 involved in sports. So they've done unbelievable work. And the jersey, the Dylan Quirk Foundation logo was across Liam Cahill's chest yesterday throughout the game. His Muirfernia bib as Bannister tippered on the sideline. And Ronan Maher, the Tipperary captain who Seamus mentioned there, he was very quick to mention his former teammate Dylan Quirk in the speech and said that Dylan is with us every step of the way. To the one player who's no longer with us but is so much a part of what we were. And Dylan, of course, passed away on the field of play in a club game back in 2022. And very early on in the press conference, John Fogarty of the Irish Examiner asked Liam Cahill just about honouring Dylan's memory.
Dylan is with us every day, you know. Like, when we started out on this journey in 2023, we were all hit with the devastating tragedy of what happened to Dylan. I was 50 yards from it the day it happened in Simple Stadium, and I'll never forget it. And it had a huge effect in our dressing room. It had a huge effect. And it was a really difficult year, 2023 and 2024, around everybody trying to cope with it in their own way. And like today, I got a text from Dan, his dad, coming up the road to wish me luck, and I just said that Dylan will be on all our shoulders today, regardless what happens in the result. And you know, he should be with us today. But the legacy he's leaving and the work that he's doing to save lives across Ireland at the moment through his name and the foundation is just incredible. And today, I never flinched at any stage on the line. Once he was across my chest, I knew that, you know, we would be battling right to the end. And I'm just so proud to have had an input into his life for the short number of years he was with us.
Look, lovely words there. Thank you for that, Tommy. Great celebrations, no doubt, throughout Tip all day. And fair play to them, much deserved. That is Tommy Rooney there, Off the Ball GAA correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.